Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In case you were playing with Gumby and Pokey during the last men's room performance, here's what you missed.
A survey on our cereal eating habits found 89% of us pour the cereal first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you make cereal.
Right. Otherwise, you just get a bunch of dry on top of milk.
Did you read about, well...
Are people really putting the milk in first?
About 11%, yeah.
A lot of people are doing the half and half thing. I didn't know about that. It's a new world for me. I'm learning about it now, and it's kind of intriguing as far as the different mix and matches that work in the cereal world that I never really thought of before.
Okay.
But it makes sense now that, you know, I'm reading about it more, and I'm like, Okay.
Who in there drinks the leftover milk?
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Always. Okay. It's always gone. The bowl's gone.
It says 19% never do.
What? They're not eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm telling you, choice of cereal goes a long way.
Grape nuts.
What kind of tree produces prunes?
What kind of tree produces prunes?
Eventually, yeah.
Every tree.
A what?
Every tree. Ring?
Is it a plum tree?
A plum tree.
Okay.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Is it breaking up? Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Nah, it sounded like you might puke.
Did you puke?
I like you're hitting someone with a hammer so they'll shut up and stay in the trunk, you know?
Well, I'm out of the car now, so.
Okay.
I'm out of the car now, so I can't hear him.
Thank God.
Okay.
His darn hoof is still stuck in the front.
I'll get to it later.
Listen, you guys talking about Zoltan Abramovich. It's pronounced Zoltan Abramovich. The reason he calls it basket instead of basketball is from his time in France, and French basketball is le basket. Since leaving PSG, he now just calls it basket.
Do you want to play the basket?
Love the show. Having been born and bred in the UK and now living in the Pacific Northwest, I'd be more than happy to offer my services to cover all things British European. We could even do an Ask a British Guy segment. Thanks, everybody. That's from Tom.
Why do you say aluminium when it's not even spelled that way?
Yeah, really. No kidding.
Does your car have gas? What's this, petrol?
Petrol.
Any kind of flavored nutrition water. You know, a lot of them say have words on the label or like this or that. They say, man, like, they're not, they got a ton of sugar in them. They said even a gummy vitamin might be a healthier choice. Like,
really?
Trust me.
My kids are all about the gummy vitamin. I need my vitamin. I'm like,
what are you drinking there?
You don't want your vitamins. You want a gummy bear, but you know, I'll give you this stinking ass thing because it's a vitamin.
Dude, I can't keep gummy vitamins in my home.
I'm drinking Arctic Frost.
Yeah.
Yes, Arctic Frost. Arctic Frost. It's healthy.
That's what I'm drinking.
If you have to make up a flavor, you know it's healthy. But she says a fox ran out and bit her on the leg, punctured the skin. She tried to get into her house, but the animal just kept gnawing at her leg. Finally, she reached down, choked the fox until it went limp. So her husband takes her for treatment, and sure enough, the fox did test positive for rabies. The reason we're toasting her, just think about what she did. Her name is Tammy.
Don't mess with a woman with a T starting name.
It's just that simple, man. Mm-hmm. Her name is Tammy, and she acted very tame. And took
Tina, Tanya, Tammy. Don't mess with them.
Tammy Dubois.
Don't mess with him.
Tammy Dubois. That is the name. Yeah, man. So this is the second time we've had something like this, though.
Uh-huh.
There's a woman out to choke out the bobcat, man.
Tara.
Yeah, if it starts with T, don't mess with it.
Choke out the bobcat.
Don't mess with it.
There you go. Hey, Tammy, I heard you can choke the bobcat. The how many states have names that are only four letters long?
Ooh.
See, it's just, I knew when I wrote it down this morning, I'm like,
I can think of two right off the bat.
Yeah, me too. What do you got so far?
Ohio and Iowa.
Those are the two I got. Those are the two I got.
You got them.
Not sure how much farther it goes after that.
That's all I've got.
Wait, hold on. Let me think here. Don't let me think.
Maine.
No, that's fine.
If it's spelled correctly, Ted. Yes. I should have pointed that out. Assuming you spell things correctly.
I think you got to just stick with the two.
Oh, Utah.
Oh, there's three.
Oh, sorry.
Good call. See?
So now what do I do? Because Ted's right. It is Utah. There were three.
Oh, there's three.
God damn it, man.
All right. Well,
you know, I'm messing up now.
surprised they got a spelling thing
right. I thought Miles was going to be the one that would blow this. Why, for sure.
No, he didn't blow it. He got it right.
No, he got it right. He didn't get it right.
It's okay.
Sorry, caller. All right, first on the list, almond milk. So almond milk, I got almonds. Into it for a while.
Yay.
It was supposed to be like a healthy alternative to regular milk.
Or soy milk or whatever the next thing was.
Almond milk actually tasted good, though.
Yeah, because there's a lot of sugar in it. Especially if it was the vanilla or otherwise flavored.
Okay.
I'm with you. I used to get stoned and then would drink the almond milk. It's like, yeah, it's just like sugary stuff.
Yeah, I think it's like you already had cereal and then put the milk back in the fridge.
I think oat milk is your new friend.
Oh, Lord.
I read a thing. I'm going back to whole milk.
Okay. Where do oats have nipples?
You just got to you gotta suck it out.
All right. Your stomach hurts. What's your mom giving you? Come on. You got a tummy ache?
I mean, there's ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm thinking food. They're right. Ginger ale.
It's like milk, maybe? I don't know.
And only with your mother do you have a tummy ache. Everyone else,
Everybody else just needs a poop. Into bartender's clientele and the outlandish spending by a certain type of individual. So, as a DJ in a high-end strip club, think Vegas and Phoenix, I can't tell you how many wannabe rich persons would want to sit in the VIP area. Minimum rate was $135. Charge for a $9 bottle of champagne.
Sure.
If you want the executive VIP, $300 for Dom. Their cost was $90. And each entertainer gets $150 a half hour just to be there. Everything else is a la carte. In regards to who you would pay these extravagant prices, one man came in every week and spent a fortune. I won't discuss the name, but it's someone involved with the world's most popular board game. Sure was nice receiving $100 bills to play one song.
That's the Monopoly Man.
That from Mayor.
Take off the monocle.
Yeah. I'm listening to you guys talk about.
I'm with you. I'm just picturing the Monopoly guy going in there now.
Colonel Mustard?
Falling out of control.
I'm one of the pocket brothers. We go to the fine state of Pennsylvania where the headline reads, State Board thinks Bill Cosby is officially a predator.
No shit. Sherlock.
Yeah, they said the panel recommends sexually violent predator label, and a judge will decide. I didn't see that coming. We continue. We all know about Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels and adulterer husband charges.
Really? Well, no shit, Sherlock.
This one won't shock you. Bottled tea.
Sure.
Okay. I knew a guy once, and he was 300 plus, right?
All right.
Probably a couple biscuits away from four. Like, he once decided that he was going to stop drinking soda and only drink sweet tea.
It's like Snapple?
Well, yeah, but basically, like, if you're buying you're drinking sweet tea, you know there's a ton of sugar.
Oh, this
sure.
They're just saying
a lot of the teas you think are healthy or whatever have a lot of sugar added.
Well, tea is tea, but once you put all the crap in it, it's like coffee.
But it's how they advertise.
Whipped cream on top and caramel.
Most people don't know what actual tea tastes like because they haven't had tea in a long time. And then I'm going to leave you with one funny little awesome stat here.
All right.
The top times for ordering pizza are 7 p.m. and 2 a.m.
Well, you know what? Kidding.
The kids are
Give
still
that
awake.
To them for Noah Sherlock coming up next.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Kids are still awake, or I don't have kids.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's it. All right, here is your question. Ted, I get the feeling you'll know the answer to this. According to his theme song, what's the most wonderful thing about Tigger? Tigger. What's the most wonderful thing about Tigger?
Wonderful thing about Tigger.
He's a tiger, right?
Yeah, he's Tigger the Tiger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tigger's a wonderful thing.
He does say it's a wonderful thing, but he tells you why.
Because they bounce?
I'm the only one.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, they do bounce. They're fun. All that stuff. It is a wonderful thing, but specifically because he's the only one. Bit of a narcissist. Right.
Now, the Men's Room legacy continues. Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, away we go. Welcome to show number 2872.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
The Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And my car. Montgomery! Head to our in the men's room. On tap today, here come the bad jokes. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Bring a big roll. All right, here we go. Oregon woman rescued off the side of a cliff, charged with 96 felonies, and goes directly to jail. Meanwhile, a Queens man who sues inaccessible shops with a wheelchair is neither a handicap or frail. Australian man eating a pie with knife and fork almost kicked out down under. Seattle transportation chief says, my work is done here, now back to my slumber. And naked Milwaukee man doesn't let a taser stop his intersection naked kung fu. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, if you stole three 18-packs of beer, would you expect to be shot dead in your car? Happened to a dude in Florida. I don't think he thought that would be the punishment, but it was. Ted, more than anyone on the show, I'm going to say, remember Color Me Bad?
Yeah.
All right, well, they were performing at a casino in New York. All right. Now, imagine the audience's surprise when singer Brian Abrams got pissed off and pushed another band member into a bunch of sound equipment during the show. We should point that out.
And he had already left the set for like 20 minutes.
That is correct. Well, he was also arrested. Sometimes the unexpected happens. It's not always as serious as those stories. I mean, in Ireland, cops stopped a van just because it was uninsured. They did not expect to find a horse in the back, but they did. In California, a couple did not expect to be woken up by a burglar in their home, but they were. And they certainly didn't think that that burglar would intentionally have woken them up to ask for their Wi-Fi password. You see, his phone was all out of data, so he thought he'd ask that. But that's exactly what he did. We have plenty of stories along these lines. Just sometimes things take an odd turn. You just didn't see it coming. And that's what today's question is. When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, it's yours, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2872 in a larger charge program we have for you today. Here come the bad jokes, bitches. Get those bad jokes ready to go. Today we're going to talk about, when did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming. Let's start with a burglar here in California.
Ooh.
Teenagers today really do need to be connected to the internet at all times. So the story goes, on Sunday, a couple in their 60s in lovely Palo Alto, California. Oh, Palo Alto, fun. Don't we mail things there? Is one of those
Are you thinking Pueblo, Colorado?
It wasn't Palo Alto another one of those mail hubs?
I don't know, the University of California is, right?
California.
Well, or is it Stanford? Is like,
there's Pueblo, Colorado is where you mail certain things. What's the place in Pennsylvania?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Palo Alto, I thought. There was another one.
I don't think it's Palo Alto.
No, Palo Alto, you just know from college football.
Okay,
all right. It's got to be Stanford, right?
I don't know.
They're in their 60s. They get waken up in the middle of the night by a burglar in their home, 17-year-old kid. And he'd cut through a screen to get in. And the reason that he woke up the couple was he's out of data, and he wanted their Wi-Fi password.
Just real quick question. Even when you're 17 years old, don't you think you're old enough to realize that that's probably not the thing to do?
That's probably what he in there trying to steal. That's what you, I think when you're that age, I think that's more valuable than anything else.
Maybe, but what you don't do, if they haven't woken up yet, don't, sir, listen, you don't know me. I broke into your house. What's your Wi-Fi password?
Mm-hmm.
Out of data.
The couple, they called the cops, and they chased him out of the home.
Dude's using our Wi-Fi.
And police caught him a few minutes later, and they connected him to another burglary the night before, where he had also asked the people in the home if he could hop on their Wi-Fi. This is not a joke.
Are you kidding me?
No. Oh, no. This is two nights, two different homes, same game. He didn't actually steal anything from either of the homes, but he was on a stolen bike. So the cops have him on two burglary charges and one theft charge. Did not see that. That's concrete.
I did not realize he had done it previously.
Now, I don't know if you guys know, a lot of you out there don't remember Color Me Bad. All right, if you could, Mike Hawk, do us a favor real quick. If you could dig up, I think, All for Love. Look up All for Love from Color Me Bad. We'll get that on
two
here for
D's.
A second.
Yeah, Bad, B-A-D-D.
Yeah, Color Me
They're
Bad.
They're bad.
So, Saturday night, Color Me Bad, in 80s is the right decade, right, on this band?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, they gotta be 90s.
Were they 90s?
I thought Color Me Bad.
I gotta Google
it. I want to say it's late 80s, early 90s. I bet they were right on that fence there. I bet they were pretty close to that. I don't know. Either way. Saturday night, they're performing at a casino in New York when one Brian Abrams, we all know Brian, Brian's a lead singer, pretty much. He does most of their stuff. At least 80% of their catalog is Brian.
I found that out today.
I don't know. Either way, Brian randomly shoved fellow band member Mark Calderon on stage at the end of the show. I can't figure out why he and Mark have always had this beef. If you know anything about Color Me Bad, it's been going on for years. I don't know that either.
Trying to recreate the moment.
Do we consider them a boy band? I guess so. They have that sound.
I mean,
But are they playing their own instruments?
I don't know.
They were kind of, they just kind of snuck into R&B.
Huh? Okay, but.
But you're right. I mean, they just sing and dance.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they dance.
It is what it is. So you're at that kind of a concert. Well, as soon as Brian pushed Mark, Mark fell over and crashed into some sound equipment. This is not what you expect to see at a Color Me Bad show, folks. This is way out of the ordinary. He was taken to the hospital where he was treated for neck and back pain. He's fine, as far as we know. Brian had been struggling with his voice throughout the show, and he'd left the stage earlier. It sounds like alcohol, they say, was a factor. Maybe jealousy. Sources say that when Brian shoved Mark, he screamed, "I am mother effing Color Me Bad." Brian was arrested and booked misdemeanor assault and was released after posting $2,000 bail.
By the way, I Want to Sex You Up is probably their biggest one.
Oh, I Want to Sex You Up?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Didn't you find that for us, Mike, so Miles will stop singing it?
Ooh.
That's the only part I really know. I Want to Sex You Up, right?
Ooh.
But don't they come in like, ooh.
Don't stop.
Ooh. Well, now you know who effing Color Me Bad is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are Brian Abrams.
Bad ass. Girl, have you still not seen the video?
I did not watch the video yet.
I mean, he just runs on stage.
All right. So there he is.
And keep in mind,
the crowd's loving it.
Right.
All 15 of them.
He's been gone off stage for a while because his wife called the other bandmates and said, "Hey, just so you know, he's been drinking all day and he's really wasted." So he misses a huge chunk of the concert, right? These are the other guys singing.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually he's just going to run back up there and
him.
Uh-oh. Oh, and he's going to knock him out.
No, no, no. Here he comes.
Uh-oh, now he's pissed. So they're continuing.
So he's missed the whole set, even though he's the singer.
Okay, but they've carried on without him. No! Down goes Frazier!
I mean, he's a legit drunk guy. Just shoves him.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's exactly what you said.
Come inside, take off your coat. That dude. Come inside, take all your clothes. What's he trying to say to her?
He's the doctor.
Oh, yeah. That's probably what it is. She's probably there for a physical.
I think in this case, he could say this. I want to F you up.
Jesus Christ.
And then
talking about cutting the quit. Like, come inside, take all your clothes, make love to me. Cook me dinner, vacuum my house, wash my car. Girl, you
make me feel real. Wouldn't you hate to get messed up by a dude with that voice?
Oh, my God. He knocked you out. He really.
I'm mother effing calling me bad. I mean, let's be honest. One of the baddest men on the planet has a voice like that, Mike Tyson.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Sing. He does not sing. Our question, what do you think to yourself? I did not see that coming. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Well, to answer your question of the day, me and a couple of friends, this is about our second or third time smoking weed, bought some weed that was laced with cocaine from a guy.
Uh-oh.
And that was a very interesting time for my second or third time smoking weed.
Were you aware that cocaine had been sprinkled on it?
I was not. Because it was kind of weird. It didn't feel like a normal high. I sold you the wrong stuff.
Oh, he sold you the wrong stuff. I was going to say, how did that get mixed up?
Yeah, I was going to say, what happened to your high where you were like, hey, man, what did I smoke? This is not a weed high.
My lips were numb. It kind of felt weird.
Okay. And then what happened?
Then I was kind of high and awake at the same time.
Yeah,
that was kind of interesting.
Oh, look, man. When I was 19 years old, I had a roommate that used to smoke coke all the time. Mm-hmm. And he would go, he would go nuts. I mean, he would go absolutely crazy. And he would do the same thing. He would smoke it on, a joint. And I always knew, and that's why I asked, because if you are buying that stuff, it's much more expensive, obviously. So
yeah.
you're not accidentally buying that stuff because it's twice as much money easily. So
yeah, I mean, that's why you don't get filet mignon sandwiches.
Right. I mean, right, yeah, exactly.
But you don't put more expensive stuff on a cheaper stuff.
Oh, no, but he would just get so pissed off and jacked up. And you walk in the house like, God damn it, man. Like,
why'd he do it if it makes him angry,
right,
man?
Exactly. And why? And not only that, but
there's cheaper ways to get angry. Buy whiskey.
You're like, if you walked in the house like reggae was playing, you're like, all right, we're all right. And then, but if you walked in, you're like, oh, great. Here we go. It's freaking goddamn, you know, Black Flag.
He's angry.
We're in trouble today.
Unexpected drugs, that's a big thing, man. And, Ted, you and I unexpectedly gave people, what the hell do we give them? Instead of weed,
salvia.
Yeah, they got, we didn't know, but everyone was freaking out.
I thank you for saying we, but I rolled that blunt.
You did, but remember, we pulled our stuff together.
I know.
We don't know which one of us put it in, but we're trying to figure out why people are having such a hard time with this weed. We're like, what is the big deal? But everyone freaked out. So, safe enough, Miles, you ended up smoking crack.
Oh, yeah.
And you thought it was going to be a joint,
right? I know. That did not see that coming.
See, man, and like, everyone can relate. Like, you thought it was water, but it's Sprite. It's not that it's bad, but your mouth has a weird reaction, right?
Mm.
If you think it's weed and you're smoking crack, like, that to me is, that's a different thing.
I haven't done this one in years, but I remember, like, when we were college age, like, one night my buddy decided it'd be a good idea to mix vodka with our Gatorades.
Okay.
But then the next morning, when you're dehydrated, like, the last thing you want is a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And you chug that Gatorade and it's got vodka in it, like, oh.
It didn't help, though. See, to me,
I puked it back up.
Oh, okay.
If you go to get an eye opener or a horny beverage, you know what you're getting.
Right,
but
right.
When you're thirsty and you're trying to go Gatorade, we had forgot because we were drunk. My bad.
Okay.
So when I took down that swallow, I was just like,
that's
surprise.
Okay. Look, man, there's a guy here at work and he dips, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was drinking a Mountain Dew earlier.
Oh, no.
So he's sitting at my desk. All right, they're doing some work on social media, whatever. He and Taryn. So I come in and I see the Mountain Dew can on my desk. So I pick it up and it's warm, and I'm like, "What in the hell is this?" And he's like, "Oh, dude, don't take that. Full of spit." I mean, I was 2 seconds away from like, "Oh, I didn't finish my delicious Mountain Dew."
You know what? And don't take this wrong. I'm so sorry that didn't happen.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, it'd be hilarious if it's not you.
Because we don't have a soda machine here that dispenses Mountain Dew, so the chances of this happening randomly.
Right, a can of Mountain Dew.
A can of Mountain Dew, yeah. That's why I thought, this is mine. Well, when did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So the thing that I did not expect to have happen or did not see coming was ending up on stage watching Collective Soul from the stage.
Well, how did you end up on stage with Collective Soul?
I was at a festival here in Deadwood, South Dakota, and my friend that worked for one of the stations around here, he just goes, "Follow me." So then I follow him, and this was a while ago that I mentioned this, but I'm the guy in the walker that loses his pants all the time. So I needed. He leads me to these stairs. I needed his help getting down the stairs. So this giant security guard literally has me jump on his back. We go down the stairs.
Get on my back.
And then there's Collective Soul. So then I end up sitting with them, having drinks with them. They play me some stuff from the new record at the time. And then I think I'm just going to go back out in the crowd and watch. And they tell me to follow them. And I go to stage with them. And they just give me a chair. And I sat there and watched the whole show, including the spin doctors with their awful flannel pants. And this was back in like 2003. So. Okay.
That sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible. This sounds like a nightmare. This sounds like you got convicted of murder.
But if you like them,
if you like the band, it's great.
That's great.
Yeah, it is, man. If you really like them, but
I'm like the spin doctors
Jesus,
too.
And you're just cringing, like, oh my god, this sounds like you did something wrong.
What festival was this, man?
It's called the Deadwood Jam, and I'm also getting ready for more things that I did not see coming. So,
oh, cool. All right. What's the radio station there that your buddy gives you the hookup?
This was the equivalent to KISW here is called X Rock.
Yeah, because we always love looking at these stations because there's always a dude on the air named Boner or whatever, like Laser G. So we just go and check out the talent's names because it's spectacular.
So was it X-Rock? Right. X-Rock,
yeah.
X-Rock. All right, cool.
Hey,
cool.
In February, and they'll give you $1 million for this idea. For Black History Month, tell them they should go by Malcolm X-Rock. It'll be huge. It'll be monstrous.
Pass that along,
get,
man.
Get in Living Color to play.
Yeah, there you go, man. Yeah, oh, whole man. Thing. It'll be huge.
When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, what I wasn't expecting, well, a little backstory. When I was in the Navy, I was going to go out to a party, and there was this guy that was at the barracks. He was always just really quiet, kept to himself, and he was only about 5'6", about 140 pounds. And I decided, I was like, hey, you know what, I'm going to take you to a party. And so we go there, and he's just sitting on the couch, drinking his beer, really quiet. This big guy comes over to him, says, I don't know who the F you are. Get out of the house. And he says, dude, I'm just chilling. I'm not bothering anybody. He didn't like him, so he said, get out. And he bent down and put his hands on his shoulders. And I didn't really know this guy at all. Very unassuming. Next thing you know, he just flies up from the couch, suplexes the dude onto his head and knocks him out.
Damn.
Bam. Did he put his hands in the air when he was done or anything? Like jump up and down, or was it just
he stood up and yelled so the whole party could hear it. 3-time Iowa State finalist.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. If you know anything about wrestling, Iowa has the best program in the country. I mean, there's no. If
you I did not know.
You do not want to mess with anybody who remotely on an amateur or any level wrestled in Iowa.
Why do you know?
The worst wrestler in Iowa.
If you know anything about
will kill
high
you.
School or collegiate wrestling, Iowa is the top.
You don't
school.
Want to mess with
and
them.
And they've been that school forever.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think about it.
SM Corn Fed Boys.
Right, I'm dead serious.
Like, I don't know if there's even a NFL or NCAA football equivalent.
They are the Patriots.
Because they're always in it. They always are number one.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Did you say 3-time champ?
If he is, then he is. I mean, you don't understand what a badass that guy is. I mean,
well, if he suplexed a big dude on his head and knocked him out, that guy knows.
Iowa State got excited when the wrestling program could recruit someone from the state of Iowa. because if they got out of state, it was amazing. Even if you, it was just amazing to get any kid to get, because their whole dream when they grow up is to wrestle for Iowa. If you're an athlete, and that's the number one sport. I mean, it's like basketball.
How come they haven't made a movie about that yet, man?
Because no one cares about wrestling.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
get Gene Hackman in there or something.
It's real wrestling.
Collegiate wrestling.
Right.
I'm glad he suplexed that dude. How can you be a big guy and walk up to the smallest guy at the party?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you're not a predator. You don't need to eat him.
So, if he is for food, then it is understood, right?
Yeah, right? Like, I fathom it why predators do it, but it's like...
Sure, it's easy. Right, like, you leave kids alone, you leave tiny people alone, you leave the elderly alone.
That's not only that, but this guy...
But you're right, if I'm a cannibal, they're an easy mark.
Listen, not only that, but this kid sitting on the couch, or this guy, you know his ears are jacked. I mean, the telltale signs are there. You can see that this guy is a wrestler.
Not everybody looks for that.
He's got a little cauliflower.
And they don't all have it.
I know, not everybody.
My buddy's son, he's in Marine Corps now, but he wrestled at the Naval Academy. He does not have cauliflower ears because his dad was like, you wear your damn headgear.
Oh, right, right.
Like, every time you hit the mat, you put on the headgear.
And that way you can surprise people at the bar later.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Colorado Springs woman is accused of stabbing her fiancé to death following an argument over a possible wedding guest. The Gazette reports that 31-year-old Jacqueline Salza was arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder in the death of 33-year-old Brandon Watkins. According to court documents, Salza called 911 and police found Watkins unresponsive and bloody as a steak knife was found near his body. Salza told police they began fighting because Watkins wanted to invite a woman to the wedding, whom she believed to be his ex-lover.
Okay.
Salza gave police different accounts of what happened, first telling them that she found Watkins with a knife in his chest and the door was open. She later told authorities that Watkins became violent and he eventually fell on the knife during a struggle. Watkins' sister, Erica, has created a GoFundMe page to raise money for his funeral and wrote that he was a victim to a senseless murder in his own home. Salza posted a $50,000 bond, was released. A phone number listed to her has been disconnected. It's amazing that anyone has a phone number listed to them anywhere in the world. But either way, yes, a woman stabbed her fiance to death over arguing over a wedding guest list.
Yeah, stressful times, you know.
When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
Hola.
I have had a kidney and pancreas transplant for 26, almost 27 years. Well, back in April, I ended up catching influenza B and pneumonia, and it almost killed me. Well, I survived that, but found out I have cancer in the transplanted kidney.
Jeez, man.
So did the cancer come with the kidney you got?
It's in my transplanted kidney.
Oh, man. You got to be kidding.
That one gets to come out, and I get to go out and find a new one.
And how long does it normally, based on your blood type and your experience with this, how long do you expect to be on the waiting list?
At this point, unknown. To tell you the truth, I don't want to look because it really doesn't matter. It's going to happen when it happens.
All right.
How urgent is it to get that kidney out of there with the threat of the cancer spreading? So, in other words, I would have to think that you would move to the front of the list based circumstantially on what could potentially happen if that spreads, correct?
Well, no. What they could do is do a nephrectomy where they pull out the transplanted kidney and I go on dialysis until a new one shows up.
Okay. Well, strangely enough, man, The only thing that I've ever seen there is anything positive about, like, at least my home state, the opioid epidemic, is the fact that there is a lot more organs available. So they're talking about, as far as the list goes,
and West Virginia,
right,
given.
Yeah, I mean, they're just giving back. Right?
Don't think of us as drug addicts. Think of us as givers.
It would be like if for 1 week out of the year, everyone had to ride a motorcycle, you know, wherever they went. What did you think to yourself? I did not see that coming. 844-999-OLA.
Damn, man. Hello, Tanya. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Tanya.
Tanya.
Just trying. Goodbye. Yeah, it sounds like it. Hello. Hey. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, what I didn't see coming was a 4.5-inch angle grinder hit me in the right thigh.
Ooh.
4-inch angle grinder?
Yeah, they're used to cut through steel.
Oh, okay. So, when it hits your thigh, what does it do to that?
Well, my reaction was absolutely like, okay, back to work. And paused for a second, looked down at my leg, and noticed that there was a big old tear in my pants.
All right.
So it didn't. So it must not have initially hurt.
No, actually, I didn't feel a thing. It happened so quick, it was completely painless.
Did it dig up your skin and your flesh and your meat and just kind of shove it out like a grinder would?
Not like that. It was a cutting blade. So it was like getting cut with a hot knife.
So how does this unfold for you? So you're back to work. You notice your pants are torn open. Is blood starting to flow? Like, what happened at that point?
No blood. Completely cauterized the wound, like, immediately. So I was able to actually get to the doctor, get stitched up, and then back to work the next day.
Damn. Well, I guess that's a fortunate accident then.
It is. The whole actual injury itself was 4.5 inches long, 3 inches deep, and 2.5 inches wide.
That is a long way in there, man. And it didn't cut any arteries, or did it just cauterize everything?
It cauterized everything.
It missed the arteries by about an inch.
Ooh.
The artery on the inside of my leg.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Well, damn, man.
Mm-hmm. What did you think to yourself? I did not see that coming. 844-999-OLA.
I mean, you don't want to have an accident, but if you're going to have an accident, that sounds like the best one.
Sounds like being
cut
with a laser.
It doesn't hurt. Cauterized wound, right? Mm-hmm. You get to the doctor, they kind of clean it up for you.
3 inches down. 3 inches is that much.
And then 2 inches wide.
Yeah, that's...
And it didn't hurt. Wow. I've stubbed my toe where there's no visible damage and I'm on the floor.
It is funny, though, like different settings. Because that was a drill that went into him. 3 inches seems long.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes 3 inches doesn't seem like anything.
It's all relative.
It really does.
So did you get a 3-inch nail in there?
Wow.
Big vagina white women. Our question, when did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.